So the National Hockey League playoffs started last night. You getting that werewolf creepy feeling? Hockey may not get the full attention of the world, but everyone can relate to this. How are you going to get lucky? Ward off the evil spirits. Give yourself an edge in something like the NHL playoffs. Look at the full moon. Yes, a tradition of hockey that goes back three decades, the playoff beard. It's not just players who refuse to shave during the playoffs. It's fans, too. And the NHL playoffs last a month. So as the weeks go by, you're going to know who in your office, in your family, who's a hockey fan and who is a civilian.
A cool little hockey tradition where guys kind of sport the facial hair and they kind of rough it for a few months.
Well, in a way, you kind of do look forward to it because the longer it gets, that means that you're still in it, you know. So, I'd rather grow it long than have to cut it again.
That's Derek Meach and Nicholas Cronwall talking on NHL.com. The New York Islanders allegedly started all this during their four championship run in the early 80s. Teams grow out the full beard until they're eliminated. A marketing opportunity, perhaps? Well, Phillips Norelco announced it would sponsor several events throughout the playoffs celebrating the playoff beard. This includes Beard Cam, which will pick out the best beards in the crowd in certain playoff games. Only in America, right? Hey, only in Detroit. Forget beards. The Red Wings revere the lowly octopus.
Just in time to move it outside, inside the blue line, and Calamari has made its entrance onto the ice surface here.
For decades, fans have tossed octopus on the ice when the team does well. The eight legs of the octopus are supposed to represent the eight wins it used to take for a team to win the Stanley Cup trophy. Makes perfect sense, right? Crazy superstitions. You can relate to that. Lucky socks, lucky underwear, never stepping on the foul line, brushing teeth between innings or between periods. A Hollywood opportunity, perhaps? The movies are all over this.
Boneyard. Huh? Cemetery Boneyard. I've crossed your fingers, you never get another hit.
Ronald wants some extra power for tonight. He's looking to sacrifice a live chicken.
But we can make sport of all this. The real question is, could it work?
Well, they work if you think they work. A lot like the placebo effect in medicine. If you believe in something enough, then oftentimes you establish in your mind a connection of cause-effect that doing this type of behavior or wearing the socks, as you alluded to, will have some kind of subsequent effect on your performance. So do they work? Really, a belief plays a big part of it.
Why take the word of a professional clinical counselor named Chris Stankovich on Ohio News Network when we can just go to you directly? We had a bunch of listeners text us about their superstitions, their favorite sort of lucky break techniques at 69866, North Palm Beach, Florida. When watching the Red Sox, and they really need a win like now, there is a special hat and shirt combo I break out, only for special occasions, though, because if I call on them too frequently, I deplete the power of the talisman. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Welcome to the real world.
Massachusetts listener here. I listen on the radio, sometimes watch the game on TV with the audio off. If the team starts to perform poorly, I'll shut off the TV. If I start listening after the game has already begun and they are playing poorly, I'll shut it off and wait till it ends to learn the result.
Whoa.
That's hard to keep track of there. We got this text from a Jersey City, New Jersey listener. I will not wear my team logo during an important game. It always brings my team bad luck. They always seem to lose when I do. Chicago, I cannot watch important games. I think I'm a jinx. What an ego, huh?
I'm a god. I'm not the god.
Houston, Texas listener does have a point, though. He writes, I believe if I root for a team, they are doomed. This was what happened to the Oilers. And where did they end up, right?
See ya!
I don't want you to get the idea that our listeners think they're jinxed. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE with your favorite superstition or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Every girl crazy about a shark.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.